Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? What's going on, everybody? This is your girl, Jen Cherie, and I am back into the studio. Today is Friday. We've made it through the week. Yay! What's going on with you? I am unwinding at home, getting ready for my weekend. I hope that you're doing the same. So yesterday we were talking about letting stuff go. So we're going to kind of recap that today, but we're going to go into something else. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? So I got he's like a brother to me, so I got him on my phone right now. We were just having a big conversation about a couple of things about different episodes and stuff like that. So I can't wait to bring him on the show. I think he's gonna be a good feel for the show when I bring him on. But I'm gonna apologize right now to you for who he is. He's going to bring laughter. He's going to bring some real shit. He's going to bring some real conversation. So I can't wait to get him on the show. If you guys want to be part of the show, hit me at 516-387-1939. Brother Baxter, did you get the number?
Did you get the number?
516-387-1939. He wasn't expecting this right now, but since he's been on the phone with me, we're going to go ahead and... Are you calling?
Am I calling? No, I'm on the phone with you now. So my phone is busy doing this.
See, I don't know if I can hear him, but you see what I'm talking about? We hadn't even brought him on the show, and he already... We haven't even brought him on the show, but he already...
On the video chat. So now I got to call you back.
Well, no. Well, hold on. We're going to do this. Hold. Oh, no, you said we can't use the phone like that. So you going to call me back on the show. Call me back on the show. See, that's what I'm talking about. My brother got my back. He going to call in on the show. And we going to let's bring him on and see what he's talking about. So give him a second or two. He's going to call in on the show. If you guys want to be part of the conversation tonight, hit me at 516-387-1939. So, until he comes on, so what y'all got planned for the weekend? I don't know about you, but I have a few things in the work this weekend, so I'm just ready to get off my feet, not have to go to work, not have to, you know, answer my phone. Let's see, what are we talking about? Hello? What happened?
Hello. Okay, so what are we talking about?
Oh Lord, can we introduce you like nothing?
Okay.
Can we tell the world who you are?
You can tell the world who I am.
Oh, you guys, this is my really good friend / brother. We're gonna call him Baxter. I can't tell you what I call him, but we're going to call him Brother Baxter. What?
Yeah.
You want a different name?
No. I'll keep that one. That was the one I was born
keep
with,
that
so
one you
I'll take it. I'll take it. My mother said I will be a Baxter, so I said okay.
Okay, well, we'll go with that one tonight. So we were on the phone already. We're already having a slight conversation. So I was going to talk about letting it go. There's going to be part two about letting it go. But I think I covered that pretty well yesterday in my episode. So it's Friday, so anything goes right. So let's just spark conversation. So
I can actually expand on the whole let it go thing. If you want to stay on that theme today, that's a great topic.
I thought it was a great topic.
Okay, and this is the reason why. Yesterday, I had a longtime friend, young lady who's been married for now 2 years, give me a call and explain to me how that she had just found out that her husband of now just 2 years has just been diagnosed with cancer.
Mm.
And she went on to explain to me how devastated she was. She was, you know, just blown back because everything up to this point, and they just had a little girl, and, you know, so they have an infant little girl. And, I mean, just a great relationship all the way around. And this is the quintessential African-American female who waited for the right person. She waited and waited and waited and waited until she found someone that was right for her. And everyone in our family, everyone that knows her, everyone in her family, was just so happy that she really found someone who loved her from head to toe. There was you could not look at this couple and say that they did not love each other and that this man did not love her and she does not love her husband.
Mm-hmm.
But 2 years into a marriage to find out that the person of your dreams has terminal cancer and could possibly need a transplant, that's a hard one. Where this kind of ties into letting it go is she made all of these, she took the vows for better, for worse, for sickness and health. And I think a lot of people, I think we kind of disregard that whole conversation as, you know, that's just what you say when you get married, you know, but it's all going to be good.
Right.
No. El Noro. It went bad quick. And the conversation that I had with her, and, you know, I don't want to, of course, she hasn't even exposed this to her family yet, so I don't want to get too descriptive, but she had a moment where she felt like she was kind of saying, I didn't sign up for this.
Mm.
She had, you know, had a moment where she kind of said, I didn't sign up for this. This is not what I was signing up for. I was signing up to actually just be married and be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we had the conversation. We talked about it for a second, and I was like, "Nah, that's not how this works." So let all of that go. If your plan was to just be happy and be in a marriage and there not be any kind of trial and tribulation, then nah, you're gonna have to let that go, because the whole point of being in a relationship and being married is dealing with all of the hard stuff. That's what defines you in that relationship. So if you're willing to throw in the towel right now because things got hard, then I don't know if you really found the person of your dreams, because the person of your dreams is the person that you're going to have to work through this thing called life with. It's not just going to be easy. And so that's one of the reasons why I was so glad that you were talking about letting it go, because I'm going, wow, how many things in our past have we dealt with that we now have to let go and actually deal with us, what's really in front of us, not what we want to deal with, you know, so to speak.
Yeah.
So
And like to recap a little bit from yesterday's show, we touched on a little bit of everything. I really wanted to make it clear about letting things go is not just a person. It's not just, a spouse or a relationship. It could be objects that is causing us to be hindered and be tied down. I mentioned there's a few people that I ran into yesterday, and they were talking about their spouses, And, you know, and the only thing that I kept thinking in my mind, like, yo, if they're not doing what you need them to do, you got to let them go. But I also kind of went into, you know, well, for me, letting hurt go, because to me that is a chain, and you're bound by that if you can't learn to let hurt go. It can't learn to let your past go. And anybody that knows me knew that I grew up angry. I was angry. I was mad. I was pissed off at the world. And I couldn't be and get to where I need to be, where God wants me to be, if I couldn't let that go. And so, and so I do like the fact that, you know, that is a great example of letting something go. Vows do mean something. I think less in 2020, marriage vows don't mean as much.
I don't agree with that at all.
I think
vows mean something if it means something to that individual. So,
well, that's what I was.
I think that, you know, like for instance, you. I think that if you took vows and said, "Hey, I'm going to get married to Bob," I think that you would honor the vows that you took with Bob.
Bob. He said Bob. Out of all the names that you could have said, you said Bob.
Well, I couldn't say Raekwon, but, you know. Hey.
I don't even know how to spell that name.
Me neither. So let's go with Bob.
Okay, we'll stick with Bob.
I think that if you, regardless who it is, I mean, I think if you took the vows with that individual, I think that you would honor your vows. I think that, you know, and vows are nothing more, at least from my perspective, than an agreement with someone that these are the rules that we're going to follow in our relationship so that we can all be on one accord. Because we don't at least have guidelines to govern how we're going to act with each other, there's going to be a lot of hurt feelings.
Right. But for me, in my opinion, it's more of if you're really going into the marriage, like, to be in the marriage, if that makes sense. Like, you got a lot of people that say, get up there, say those vows, and I do blah, 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 blah. They're not really in it for the right reasons. So vows will mean something if you're in it for the right reasons. But if you're not, then the vows don't mean they're just words.
Okay, well, that comes back to the let it go. All right, so when you enter into a relationship like that with someone else, there's a portion of the old you that you have to let go.
Right.
And you're right. I do believe that I have, at least in my experience, I have seen people go into a relationship and never let the old them go. Like, the old them is still there.
True.
Still operating inside of the relationship.
And that will never be a good relationship.
No, it will never yield the type of relationship that they actually really want. Because they're not willing to let some of those old habits go. I mean, you know, and you're talking about simple stuff. You know, like, I know we've all heard the now what seems to be the old time argument of, like, the cell phone. Do you have your spouse's code to their cell phone?
Can you look through their cell phone
and see who they talk to, and do they lay their cell phone down, face down, when they get home?
Right.
You know, all those little habits. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been married almost 25 years now. My wife has always had my cell phone password. My wife can always go through my cell phone.
But that goes back to what I said earlier, like, the vows mean something if you're in it for the right reason.
Right.
Like you said, if you're going into it with, you can't have passwords, your phone is always locked, and you hide and stuff, and you're doing this, you're doing that, you're, in my opinion, you're not ready to be in a marriage or a relationship, period. And then if that's the case, and if you know you're going into that with that mindset and those actions, you don't need to be in a relationship. You need to be by yourself, like roll solo. And instead of an either for you to roll solo on me, instead of bring me into something like that, making me feel like you are in it, and then all this stuff happens. You know, we're fighting over the phone. We're fighting over who you're talking to, which I don't have time to be fighting nobody over who you're talking to, what you're doing, where you're going, why is your phone locked? I don't have time. So if you're hiding stuff, then that's a clear signal for me. Like, it ain't going to go any further than this at the end of the day. Because if you can't be honest, then there's no point. So you guys, like, I know we're not the only ones that can have this conversation. If you want to be a part of the conversation, you can call in at 516-387-1939. I got my good friend, my slash brother Bracken on the conversation with us today. We are talking about Let It Go. This is the part two of Letting Go. There's something that you guys need to let go, or your partner needed to let go, and they have not done that yet. Give a ring at 516-387-1939. You can also chat and be part of the conversation. So, Brother Baxter, I'm Brother Baxter, let me in the church service right now. So, let me ask you, whether marriage or not your marriage, anything that you had to let go that it was difficult for you to let go, it took you some time for you to let go, but you finally did it. Was there anything that you had to let go?
Anything that was difficult for me to let go? Really, to be honest, not really. There wasn't really much with me that I really wasn't transparent about and willing to change for my relationship. So I met my wife in college.
Well, right, but I'm not talking just relationship.
Okay, so you're not just talking about the relationship. You're talking about, was there anything, period, that was hard for me?
Yeah, like for me, I'm going to use my own example. Like for me, I had to learn to let go of hurt, anger.
For me, it was I had to learn to let go of people that were destructive to me and my family.
That's a big one.
All right. Okay. So, I've always been accused of being a very, well, let's just call apples apples. I've been accused of being mean, especially when it comes to my emotions. And it's something that you and I have known each other long enough that you've even accused me of the same. So I'm not even going to get into that portion of it. But it's not really a meanness as much as it was a defense mechanism to not get so close to people that you feel like you need them or that you miss them when they're not around.
Right. And I can totally relate to that. Like you said, we've been knowing each other for years, so you already know that's like a defense for me. I don't let people come in. I don't let them get too close to me. I don't let them. And if I feel like you're getting too close, like I quickly sabotage and push you away. So
Right. We've had this conversation many times. So,
yeah.
And that's one of those things that I had to learn about, because I had to kind of make the distinction on who was detrimental to my health, and you know, basically, if you're not a good person and you don't need to be around me, let me identify who those people are.
Right.
And then once I started to identify who those people were, then you can say, okay, we don't need these people around us anymore because these people are hurting us. Well, that came down all the way down to some of my core family members. And I had to really, you know, come to terms with, this person does not have my best interest at heart. How do you handle that?
Right, but
like
before
and when you're at the same time, you're trying not to be mean. You're trying not to be that cold-hearted, callous person. But this person doesn't mean you any good. They're harming you. They're harming your spouse. They're harming your children.
Right, and I get what you're saying. But before you even, there's so many steps to get to that point where you can recognize that person is not good for you. And I think that it will start with first recognizing what's going on, but taking a good look in the mirror and knowing who you are first. Because if you don't love yourself enough to recognize the destruction around you, you're never going to be able to first notice who they are in order to cut that person off or people off. You know what I mean? Like if I'm making sense,
right.
Like you gotta know yourself first. And I gave an example about this yesterday on the show, and I spoke about, perfect example of hanging out with people and going to the club with people, thinking they're your friends, your homegirls, your homeboys or whatnot. And then when you decide to change and take a better life and go a different direction, like, you have to learn, oh, damn, they're really not as cool as I thought they were, or they're really not.
No,
your friend.
I look at it a totally different way, because I look at it, and this is when it starts becoming funny to me, because I go, you just can't take everybody with you on your journey.
True.
Some people can't go with you.
But you got to recognize that first. You got to be one with yourself.
Yes, you do. Yeah,
personally,
you have to recognize that. But that's the reason why I said it's funny, because when you finally realize that everybody can't go with you, it's funny, and it'll make you laugh. It'll make you giggle, because you'll understand who stuck move forward, and who really is maturing with you and moving forward.
And
it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing to recognize that LaQuisha is not moving forward.
Yes,
LaQuisha does not see the world the same way you do.
You're right, and it's not a bad thing to recognize it, but you got to get to the point where you do recognize it. You, like, am I making sense? Like,
yeah, keep going.
Like, I had to recognize the people that were around me, and if I'm over here trying to do this, and I'm trying to get there, and I'm trying to go to school, I'm trying to, do other things, but I still got Keisha in the background, like, no, you don't have to go to class today, let's go do this. But you're like, oh, Keisha's my girl. Like,
right, yeah.
You don't think twice about it, so you missed that class. Oh, it's just one class, I'm cool. But then you recognize that it's a fucking pattern. Like, you know what I mean? So you got to recognize and you got to see it first before you are able to recognize the people that you don't need around you. And you got to be okay with letting them go. I don't care how many times y'all chopped it up, how many times you guys, hung out, had drinks, broke bread, cried together, whatever. If they're not going in the same direction, and if they're not motivating you to do right, you can't motivate them to do right, you got to let them go. And that's what I mentioned yesterday in the show. Like, you got to be okay with letting them go. Because you can't take everybody with you. And everybody don't deserve to go with you. So you got to surround yourself. And there are a lot of people that people don't understand, a lot of people that are in a circle, they don't wish you the best. So, but we got to recognize that too. I don't care how many times they smile in your face. At the end of the day, do they really wish you well? And I'm pretty sure there's people that's been around their so-called friends that don't know that secretly that's your enemy. And they're just waiting for you to fall. Or they're sabotaging you. Like, I've been there with that one. You know what I mean? So,
my expectation is never, I've always, whenever I'm teaching, so to speak, or I'm mentoring, I've always taught my students that I would never have an expectation that's greater than what I could deliver to you. You know, in other words, my expectation for you is not greater than what I'm able to deliver. So what I mean by that is that when it comes to people, my expectation is for my friends to be so overwhelmingly loyal that I can depend on them for everything, and I can depend on them to be there when I need, because I'm gonna be honest, I'm not going to be there every time you need me. So why would I have an expectation for all of these great things for them to do when I know I can't deliver that myself?
Right.
So I kind of tone it down, and I kind of go, well, you know, it would be nice if they do these things, but if they don't, there's no sense in me being mad about it.
Right.
Because,
but you can do that. But there's a lot of people in this world that can't do that, and they do have expectations. And I remember my father telling me a long time ago, do not have expectation into anything or anybody, because that's when you set yourself up for failure and disappointment. Like,
you will be disappointed.
I didn't understand
if you have expectations.
Right, and I didn't understand that when I was younger, but at the age I am now, which I'm not going to tell my age, I understand.
That's because,
what you're talking
about. You've been 21 by what, 3-4 times now?
Well, a few years ago, but I didn't reach 29. Now I am 29, baby. I need you to keep up with me. But the mama looked 21. Oh, I could be 21 if you need me to be 21. Mama still got it like that. But this is what I'm talking about, yo. This is what I'm talking about. But yeah, I totally get it. And I think this is a little bit that could be talked about from now on. Because it's not that easy letting things go. It's not that easy getting over things, getting over hurt. I know for me, myself, I'm still working on some of that. I think I've come a long way, to be honest with you.
I just didn't want to be an emotional hoarder, so to speak. I didn't want to be the type of person that I just keep feelings around because I just didn't want to let them go. I didn't want to get rid of them. I wanted to be the kind of person that, you know, physically, I'm the kind of person that I'll keep a bunch of stuff and then I'll get to a point to say, if I haven't touched this in a year or two, I'm going to get rid of it. Well, I have to do that emotionally with myself as well, too. If you're just keeping people around and you're always investing into people and they never invest anything into you, then you have to let them go. You have to let those individuals go. And I have to even extend that to my family, you know, certain people in my family, because I'm like, hey, you know, there's no sense in investing any type of time or effort into someone that's not investing the same into you. And
right.
That's okay. You know, it's all right to let those people go. It doesn't mean be mean to those people. It doesn't mean that when they call, you go, hey, you know what? You know, I'm not really messing with you anymore. So, yeah, you can go hang up now. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying
is
that you don't have to go out of your way to try to do something for that person when that person is doing nothing for you.
Right.
So
I got three seconds left. What'd you say?
So there was a Steve Harvey comedy routine that he did, and he talks about his niece, and he goes, every time, you know, there's some family members when they call, you know, you have to give them a little bit of time before you call them back. And he mentioned that, you know, he'll wait 3 days before he calls them back. And then he'll go, hey, you know, what's wrong? You know, you gave me a phone call. What's going on? Oh, it doesn't matter now. It's over. Oh, okay. Because sometimes you do have to let certain people solve their own problem.
Right.
You know,
so,
they can't keep coming to you, dumping you all this. Yeah.
I got 10 seconds left on the show. You guys, if you guys want to be part of the show, hit me at 516-387-1939. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. Tell me to call again.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and wrap up the show. So I would love to have you on again. So
because I'm not done talking.
Oh, you're going to be done talking when I tell you you're done talking.
No, 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 no. Don't tell people how we talk to each other. Don't do that.
It's the Gina Sharif show. So, yeah. But we're definitely going to have you on again. If you guys liked what you heard tonight, definitely call and be part of the show, 516-387-1939. Thank you so much, Brother Baxter, for coming on tonight. We'll definitely have you on again. You guys can
follow my show. I can't wait.
Every night at 7 p.m., 6:30 or 7 p.m., I'm on live. Like I said, you guys can call in 516-387-1939, or you guys can leave me a message. You can also chat, but every day, Blog Talk Radio at 6:30 or 7 o'clock p.m. If you guys do call in a little bit early before the show so that I can have you in queue, first call, first come, first serve type deal. So, Brother Braxton, I really appreciate you. We will get you on. And then we'll wrap up Let It Go Part 2, and then we'll go into a different topic. And I think you guys are going to really enjoy
Yes, I think you were saying something about peanut butter sponge baths, and I'm really interested in that. So let's talk about peanut butter sponge baths.
That's what we're gonna do. That's what we're going. Look, you guys, like, you're gonna understand the person that I've been dealing with all these years. So, all right, we had a very good show tonight. You guys for listening. This is your girl, Jessica Reed. Thank you, Brother Baxter, for coming on. We'll get him back on.
Very welcome. Very honored. Very honored.
Oh, you're honored? You in there?
Yeah.
You girls doing her thing?
Yeah.
Somebody clap for me.
Yeah.
Oh,
my.
You didn't clap. I'm going to need you to clap.
Okay.
Can you clap for me, though?
Together. I did. Look. Hey, I clapped.
Look, I gotta get off the show. My show was about to end. I gotta get off the show. Blog Talk Radio. Look, he gonna keep on going. Blog Talk Radio, you guys, this is your girl Gina Sharif. I will catch up with you tomorrow. I'm out.